Kedushin Shuchat Beis, by the way, Shishiva Yud Adar Hetov Shemim Hei, March 3rd, 1985, on Sunday.
Now, continue to say of the Yishalom. But last time, I didn't have the opportunity to mention the subject by the Ram. The Ram has his subject. This halacha of the Yishalom, maybe it's only Shaliach, like a pin bed. Suppose he gives a Suda that is not worth in the market 5 shloimim. It's worth only 4 shloimim. And the the Yisrael gives the Kain. And the Kain says, Lididishalom. So then, he has a right. So then, it acquires that value. But suppose the man will give an isha, a match. The match, if you buy it in the store, you pay half a penny, half a penny for it. But the isha says, I need matches. I am a smoke addict, and I need matches. And to me, it's worth more than important. So, is it effective? Or it's not effective. So the Ram has a subject to that. In other words, one alternative to the subject is that the shovely is only shayach when objectively, because I need money. It's a question how much. So then he can give it a higher value through his subjective assessment. He can give it higher value. But if objectively it's not a mummy, it's not worth a putting, then he cannot endow it with the Halei Shem mummy through his subjective assessment. But he has a subject in that. There are. Now that is based upon another member of the Ram, which is a Chiddush. I don't know of any addition who is Chiddush. The Ram says before that the halacha of the Shavli is only shayach if, let's say, the Suda sometimes, has the higher value because of a change in price. So right now, the Suda is worth 4 shloimim. But many times, the price goes up and it's worth 5 shloimim. So even though the Yisrael gave it to the Kain, let's say, now in order, when the price is only 4 shloimim, but the king said Shavali, and sometimes the price goes up to 5 shloimim. It's darker is yakir. So maybe it's effective. But suppose the Suda never goes up to 5 shloimim, then Shavali is not effective. So Mele, in regard to the other subject that the Ram has, maybe the Shavali is even effective when objectively it's not even worth a putek. So if it's only Shayach, let's say the match, he gives her a match. And right now the match is worth having putek. But sometimes the price of the match goes up and it's worth reporting. And the Isha now says that the Isha only, so there's an alternative in the Ram. Maybe it acquires a new moment through the subjective assessment. But if the match, if the price of the match never goes up to important, then it goes without saying that the shovel is not effective, because even with respect to Isuda, where it's worth four slotim, and the Kayan says that the shovel is 5 slotim, and it never goes up to 5 slotim, so the shovel is not effective. Certainly not. Then the Ram says something else. Suppose, assuming that the shovel is effective to give it a halisha moment, even though right now it's worth in the market less than 40. But suppose the Eidim don't know that sometimes the price of the match goes up in 40, even though Trapishmai is Galye, that the price of the match sometimes don't go up to a putte. But since some Kabbish Eidim is in the Kodeshes, so in the case where the Eidim don't know about this fact, that sometimes the price of the match goes up to putte, so it's in the Kabbish Eidim. That's what it says. Miu Pshitali. Dipshayeno Eidim Eidim Shetarko is Yakapei. Lein hane, the havalei kiddushin b'le'edim, gilin hane apilu shnei yameidim. Gilin hane apilu shnei yameidim. There was once a story, many years ago in Minsk, and my great-grandfather, Chaim Fadamor, approached Apilu during the First World War, you know. So he had to escape from Volozhin, because there was a sakone, you know. In those days, Volozhin was occupied by the Germans. That was before Hitler and Machmei's days. But even in those days, the Germans were big Rotzkin, even in those days. And many Jews were afraid of the Germans, because they were capable, you know, of Shlichus Damim even before the Hitler era. It's not that with Hitler, you know, they became the Shoim. They were the Shoim all the time. Hitler just stimulated them. He gave them the booster shot. So many rabbonim, as a matter of fact, left the towns and they went to Minsk. They went to Minsk. Because that was not occupied by the Germans. Even Reb Chaim went for a certain time during the First World War to Minsk. So I heard a story that while the first Shapiro was in Minsk in 1915 or 1916. So then, and Minsk, you know, was, there were many Jews who were very assimilated in Minsk in those days. Very assimilated and very vain. So a story happened that, you know, some vain boys and vain girls, you know, were playing together. And apparently one of the boys learned the yeshiva, you know. He learned the yeshiva, so he knew something. So they drank pap. And then, after they finished drinking the pap, you know, they were very mischievous. So they just broke the bottle of pap. Then one of the boys took a fragment of the broken bottle. Of course, it's not worth it for them. And he gave it to one of the girls, and he said, Hariyat Mikudeshesli, with this fragment. And he taught the girl, apparently he knew of this rabbi. Such scandals, you know. They knew of the Ram, so you know, he wanted to make a problem. You see, it was Kavunose. You know, lehachas, you know, I mean, just out of mischief, you know. What today, Yishiv Bochurim would call shtik, you know. So, I mean, shtik, you know, say, in tzchikel al mizore, in tzchikel v'larayas, in tzchikel shvazamim. So, I mean, when you resort to shtik, you can do everything. And the more you know, the more dangerous you are. So Mele, he apparently knew of that Ram, so he advised the girl to say that even though this fragment of the glass is not worth it for that, she should say with the Bishon, to me it has the value of 10 women. That's what, I mean, he advised her to say it. In order to create a problem, to give trouble, headaches to the Rabbani. Maybe he knew that Rav Shapiro was a big goy and a big tzaddik, and to give him some headaches. I mean, that's also a mitzvah, you know, to give Eitan Frochan with tzaddik headaches. That's a mitzvah, you know. He was probably under the influence of the communist, you know. Anyway. And then they were raining. Then they were raining. But of course, the raining were all, I mean, cowing. But, you know, I mean, they were very machmir in the union of Yishish. After all, there was no Kabbalah Seydes that they were, let's say, Michal Shabbos or the Treifes, even though they were choshed on everything. I mean, they were such cowardly, they were choshed on everything. But no one was in Kabbalah Seydes that the so-called Eidim, I mean, the Treifes, they were postulated with their eyes. The fact that they were cowardly, I mean, you cannot be martyr. So then the Shaila came up before Rafael Shapiro. Minsk, he was then in Minsk. And Rafael Shapiro passed me that she doesn't need a get. Why? Because assuming there was a Shaila, whether they were eating Shaila. But of course, we should think that the Shishish, so even though there was such calling that they were pushing and everything, but we cannot, you know, take it for granted. That they were, you know, let's say, Michal Shabbos or let's say, Ochli Trifes and so on. Maybe they were not postulators with their eyes. Who knows? You can be a big cow and not be postulators, with their eyes. But Rabbi Shapiro was Matia, that girl, without a get. Because of what the Ram says here, that he's the Eidim, let's say, we don't know, first of all, it's very likely that they broke a fragment of a battle, you know, is not the Akaris Yakya, and assuming that it is the Akaris Yakya for the Eidim, assuming that they were kosher eating, certainly did not know of this fact that his daughter is Yaka. So maybe he was mad to her without it. I mean, that just shows, I mean, the tzitkes and the Yirasehoi, I mean, not like today. So today, every youngster, you know, can look up in Tshuva and think that he understands that it's past Kuchayas, and he can be mad here and Agune also, but in those days, I mean, they were giants like the Bihude, when they had to be matir and agune. They were matir plenty of agunes. But they spent months of toil, you know, before they were matir. It's not like today, I mean, where everything is so simple. Everything is computerized. So, halacha is also computerized. You just look up, I mean. Just hear that Chamesh Feishin passed, even though you don't know the exact circumstances under which Chamesh Feishin passed. But then you extend it, I mean, to other circumstances. That's why you have to be very careful with psukim that are mentioning the name of David, because it can lead to the biggest nichshol in the world. Because there is a diminution of Yirat Shamayim, you know. Today. In all circles. Alright. So he says, Umiu Pshitali, if Sheino Eidim Yedim Shetako is Yakabe, when Hamid Havarit Yushlo Eidim, when Hamid Akrishnemi. Now something else that the Rashba says, which is a little strange. Now the Rambam doesn't mention the Gemara of Lo Yamoru in Rav Kana de Gavra Rabba. So the question is, why? Why is he Mashiach? So the God gives the Teretz that the Rambam had the same girl said to Rahak, and his girl said was not Lo Yamoru in Rav Kana de Gavra Rabba in Boili Sudra Areshi, but his girl says, King of Kanadi Gabu Rabu Yoro Mkhule, Abu Kula Omoloi, Kihodim Abu Rabash. So it's only in respect to Noi, not in respect to Inaben. Inaben, you don't have to be Gabu Rabu. But in respect to Noi, you have to be Gabu Rabu. Because Noi depends upon the objective standard is Noi, not subjective. Not subject standard. But if he's a Gavar Rabbe, so then you're going to Mechule, so then it's on the basis of Mechile, there is no Isam. That's the Goyen's Teretz and Rabbe. It's very good. The Rashba, the Chidusha Rashba, now Gemara says something. He says something very strange. He says that the Rambam had the same gears as now Gemara. But why does the Rambam not? The Rambam mentions that the Kayan can accept something that is less, that is worth less than 5 shloim, at the value of 5 shloim. And the implication being, even if he's not the Gavra Rabbe, even if he's not the Gavra Rabbe, in other words, even the Kayan is not the Gavra Rabbe. So, because the Rambam holds that this requirement of Gavra Rabbe is only Gabi Suda, only Gabi Suda. Because a Suda, so, is not something that can have unique value for a certain person. If you have another Kayla, you know, certain people are very eager to have a certain Kayla. So let's say, certain people, so a glass, a cup is very important. So even if he's not a Gavra Rabbe, but to him, a cup is very important, let's say, or any other kele, or any beggar. Masha'iki is Suda, so in Suda, what can be used? A Suda can be used only, you know, to cover up the head. Some mele, if he's not a Gavra Rabbe, he cannot have any special value. But if the Gavra Rabbe is makpi, never to go to Gilo Osh, not even once, you know, some mele, even a Suda can acquire a special value relative to the person who is a person. But if he's not the Gavra Rabbe, so he's Suda not. But any other Kele, even not the Gavra Rabbe, can give it a subjective assessment. That's what the Rashba says. Sounds strange. But the Rashba says. Avo, Rambam, Kosav, the whole king Yochalima and the Yishabu. The Epshalima, the Hodomar of Asher, the Yamor, the Rafkane, the Talis Dafkikoma, she in Darkon Shabu Yodom, the Yisiakabe, Elotomide Chachomi, she in Hilchim, the Yugo Rosh Kwal, Elotalis Noe Kitalisan Shalom de Chachomi. Avo, the Shogro in Kolodom Shabu. The Akelim and the Shabbat. In other words, what the Rashba means is this. Sometimes a certain Kele or a Beged has a special value because a certain person has his own idiosyncrasies. And to him, let's say, a picture on the wall is worth $100. To somebody else, it's not even worth it. But to him, it is worth. Why? That's his idiosyncrasy. Mashein ken isudea. So, no person does it have. So it has, for certain people, a special value because of ruchnias, because of Yerusha Mayim. In other words, because it enables him to walk all the time, you know, with Bikisov. Apparently, in those days, you know, there was no such thing as a Yarmulke, you know, and not everyone had a hat. Hat was the Yarmulkes, you know. So, those who were Zoya, not to go between the horse, so they covered their head with talus. Not with them, because not everybody had a hat. It's not like today, you see. So those who were Zoya to be Mechaser Reishon all the time, they were Mechaser Reish with the talus. They were Mechaser Reish with the talus. With the talus. So mele, those who had a special regard for his there, it was based on ruchnias, not just on idiosyncrasy. I just like that kale very much. I like that cup. I like that picture. So since the special subjective value was based upon Yerushalayim, so mele, not everyone is in the madrega to say, well, I am such a Yerushalayim, but he's a Gavar Rabbi. He's wrong for that, okay. But if he's not a Gavar Rabbi, he just, you know, I mean, he just wants to do it. So, of course, I don't mean the Yisr of Yuret, but to give it a subjective value now, this is what the Rajpo says. יש רואים על בהוד אומר רבה שלו יבור אומר רב חנד ביטל איזה דווקי קומה שאין דרכון של מיוד ומניסייה כבי אל פעם לחכום שאין הילכם יילו הורש כבר אל ביטל איסנוי כתאוניסון של חום לחכום אבל בשור גבורי כל עוד אום שווה והכל אינו מלתי שווה די אפשר לא לכן ובאין כאן הרום של כלום but because if the subjective assessment is not based upon any special madrigue of the person, but just because of a certain idiosyncrasy. So he doesn't have to be very bold. He has to be a great person in order to say, for me, this picture is worth $100. Whatever the reason is, even if the reason is grounded in frivolity and vanity, it's a picture of a ball player, all right, so what can you do? To him, a picture of a ball player, so is worth $100. And to everybody else, it's not worth a putting. So, it's not really important. And the reason as to why he has a special value for him is because of his frivolity, because of his vanity. So what? But he is frivolous, he is vain. Some melee, he surely is effective. But if he says in regard to a sudea, so it's not based upon any idiosyncrasy, but because he is pretending to be the matrege of never walking the Rosh. So if he's a Gavar Rabbi, he's in that matrege, and in other ways, other things, he's also Zoya, okay, fine. But if in other ways he's a cow, but just in that, so he cannot give it a special subject. That's the reason we don't have it. A good example would be today. I mean, today, of course, you don't cover your head with the Suda Dafka. I mean, you cover your head with the hat and with the yarmulke and with all kinds of things, you know. But a good example would be today. Suppose the Israel gives the Kohen a cup of milk. For picking up it. And the milk is hollow this way. Now, if you were to sell it, even though it's hollow this soil, the hollow this soil costs more than hollow bako, but 5 zloty, no one would pay for it, 5 zloty. But if he gives it to someone who is makpid and everything, in the zoyer, in the color of including hollow this soil. So then, and the king would say, with the dish only 5 zloty. True, that if I go to the pizza shop, I'll have to pay only 10 cents. But with the three shovels, 5 zloty, the cup of hollow this one. So then I'll be in kind of mitzvah, and nay, I'll be public. But if the kid happens to be, you know, part of it, he's not such a tzaddik. But he says only the shovel, because it's hollow this one. So that just, you know, that's, you know, arrogating to himself, you know, a certain madrige that he didn't reach. So then the dishonoring of his will not be effective. That would be a counterpart, you know, of a suder bisman chazal. That's what the Rashi means. Now the next week, very difficult. Omar Abelazar, his kachel bimone binos homodina, harizim kudeshes fi ashri. Suppose the man says to the woman, be kudeshes to me with 100 zuz. 100 dinar. Binos homodina. And he gave her 1 dinar. Instead of 100, he gave her 1. Harizim Kudesh. She's Kudesh. How can that be explained? Be Ashu. My time. Kim Yomal Mone, Yoel Lodina, Kim Man Yomal Almanaz Dom, Yomal Abunyom Arab Kolein Almanaz, Kim Machadom. After all, he said money, he's catching the money. And then he gives her only 1 dinar, not 100. And she accepted it. So that means that he really said 2 things. He said, be kudeshes to me with 1 dinar as kesed. But I'm obligating myself to give you another 99 dinar. So in other words, so it's 2 things. Biteras kesed dushin, he wanted only 1 dinar should be the kesed king. But he stipulated it now that she should be the kodeshes with the 1 dinar if he will give her a money. So the money, the payment of the money is b'teras night, and kesef kinyan is only dinner. That's what he meant. I mean, why should we say that? Because in order to explain his behavior, but after all, he says b'mone and he gives her a dinner, and she accepts it. So that means that she also understood that this is what he meant, that she should be b'kodeshes with 1 dinar only, as kesef kinyan, as kesef dushin. And then, a money that's betrayed. But suppose he never gives her a money, then she's back to the dishes, because the night is not fulfilled. But since the dinner, the money is not the teras kesedushin, only one dinner is the teras kesedushin. So he doesn't have to give it now. He can give it some other time. Now, v'yashli. Now the Rav Amiri. Very important. The Miri is a very valuable sefer, but it seems that Angdushin is especially valuable, because I don't know why Angdushin mentions many shittes that you don't find in Shemim explicitly in other shittes. It's true probably of other Miris also, but I mean I find it in the Miri Angdushin, especially the Miri Angdushin. So the Miri says there is a machlikas v'shenim, as to what's the pshat is v'yashim, whether v'yashim means he can be mashlim, or v'yashim means he must be mashlim, that we are keeping him to be mashlim. The Bit also says that we are keeping him, but there is a difference in the Roshan, between the Roshan of the Bit and the Roshan of the Mir. But he says that many of the Shemim say, since the Gemara uses the Roshan V'yashim, that means that he cannot say, well, I was Mikadish her with one dinner, as Kesed Lush, but I stipulated it now. I'll nas that I'll give her a mona. So I don't want to learn one. Some male education will not be kind, will not be valid. No, we say Veyashim. Bezin is keeping to give them up. How can you be keeping a guy, let's say another Knoi? So let's say it says, Hareyat Mugreshesli, Harezikitir, Al Nas, Sheilu, Rumok, and Tlaini Moch. It's up to him. Why is this night different? All right, I don't want to discuss it now, because I want to go over the Gemara first with the Mishnah. Then we can discuss it. But this is what the Rav Amiri says, that there is a machleket Mishnah. My time is kibun domal amone, the yor v'dneh, kibun domal amunaz bav, the omar avun amar av, ההורים האמנה עסקים למאח של דומה. רשי, לגנוס על הדינה מיד מקדשס, וקיבלו לו לשם דושה, והאמנה שיש לו את נוי. והאמנה שיש לו את נוי. Now the Ritva, I mean, I don't want to discuss the Miri, but I just want to point out there is a difference between what the Miri says and the Ritva says. The Miri says there is a machlokes v'shenim as to whether we are keeping to be mashlim or not. So some of the Shemim say we are keeping to be mashlim. The Ritva says something else. We are keeping either to be mashlim or to give her a get. Or to give her a get. So in other words, so Bezin cannot tell him, you give her a mona. He says, I don't want to be kind of night. How can you force a person to be kind of night if he makes a key in uncertain mind? So suppose he says, Hareyat Mugreshes, Al Nas, Sheilich Mochol Mokdwein. Ilch Mokdwein, so he falls. If he doesn't go, so she's not Mugreshes. After all, he left it to his discretion. So So here too, we cannot force him to give her imana, but we can force him, because suppose we don't force him to do anything, the mimonafsha, the alternative of either giving her a mono of any kind, I ought to give her yet. So what will be the result? She'll have to remain in Aguni all her life. Because since he didn't spell out any time limit, he didn't say, Amnas she'ashlin teichshon. If he'll say, Hareat mkudeshes libidina, Amnas she'ashlichon ilmono teichshon 1 year, then Bezdin is not kifli. So then Bezdin leaves him alone. If he gives her teichshono, fine. So she's mkudeshes thing. If he doesn't give her teichshono, so then she's not mkudeshes thing. And then she can get married to anybody she wants. But if he says, he's kachili bidina, the amnas she'ashkam l'mono, calls man she'at. So if he'll be mashing to him on now, 1 day before his death, 50 years later, 60 years later, 70 years later, and now before his death, so then it'll be loy milsum afreya, that she's mikudeshes. But suppose he spends a lifetime not being the kind of night, so she's not mikudeshes. Now, so if Bezdin will leave him alone, so that means the woman, the poor woman, will remain an agune all her life. She'll not be able to get married to anybody. Because maybe 50 years later he'll give her the money. 50 years later, 60 years later. In the meantime, she'll have to sit in agune. So we don't allow him to be the agune, the woman. So in other words, it's like, so that's why we are keeping. But we can be keeping him to give him money, because that's only at night. So he left it to his own discretion. So Bezdin says to him, either you give him or not. Okay? So that will be your decision. We're not forced to give him or not. You don't want to give him or not. You don't want to give him at night. That's your right. But then we are going to force you to give her again. So in case 50 years later you will decide to give her him or not, and it will be going news from Afreya that she was Mekudeshes now, so you're giving her a get now. So you're Megarish. So she won't have to remain in Aguma. That's what the Ritva says. But the Miri says, there are some Mishim who say that we are Mamish forcing to be Mash. Not we give the alternative, the Mimonefshah, one of the two, but to be Mash. To be mashed. So, I mean, what is, I said, I'll discuss it tomorrow. So apparently the shita of the Miri is that it is not just itnai. It's both. It's itnai, and it's also ischayis. It's also ischayis. And why is this ischayis hard? After all, suppose someone says to a certain person, I'll give you a mana. Can Bezdin force him to give him mana? Dvorim be'almei, so does not create his chayis. Dvorim be'almei does not create his chayis. But suppose Uvin says to Shimon, I am mischayiv to give you a mana. And Shimon, in return for that, gives him a handkerchief. So Aviki and Sudar, you can create his chayis. We can call God. Or let's say if you execute a shtar and you write in shtar, Harayan Mishayev Lochmono, so then Bezdin can be Yered and Chosef. Now here, so it's both. First, he's Mikadish Ordinia. That's the Kesetina. One Dina. And then he also says, he'll give her one. So that that mono has a twofold aspect. First of all, it's nayam. She should be mekudeshes in the dinner, provided he'll give her yono. And then he's also mischayev her to give her. Mischayev. But mischayev is bidvur ba'omei is natal. But suppose somebody gives kesef, and in return for the kesef, so he's mischayev. So then the ischayev is ischal. Now here he is mikavish her, and she agrees to be niktatrim. He is king of the isha, a king of ishes. So mele, and he is mischayev. Not only is he mikavish her with the dinner, but in return for her consent to be kono to him, so he's mischayev her in mono. So mele is chayv ischal. So that tnai is not just a tnai. It's not like hareyat mdureshes al nas sheilich lemokim plen. So there is not mischayev. No is chayv ischal from him to her. It's a condition upon which the chalei sagir agirashim is based, you see, is continued. But here, it's not only Itnai, he's mischayev himself. And he's mischayev himself not just b'dibur ba'omei. He's mischayev himself in return for the fact that she agrees to be makna herself to him in dush. So that's like Nisinas Momi. So maybe ischayev is ischal. If ischayev is ischal, so in other words, Besin can be here the Sech Mechosa. The Mechosa, that's the Kfiyah that some Rishayim mentioned. And the other Rishayim, they hold, no. He only means the Viteras Nai, not the Viteras Ischayev. He doesn't mean to be Ischayev. The Rishayim will say that Besin is Kfiyah, that Besin is here the Sech Mechosa. And love is an attachment, love is an chosin, and collects in one end, gives it to the Isha. So they hold that what he means here is the mono is b'teras nai and b'teras ischayus. But ischayu with b'ure ba'omei is not how, but here it's not with b'ure ba'omei. It's in return for the haknoi of herself, that the Isha is makne herself to him, b'dush. No. So that's it. Anyway, my time. Kim Dabal and Mona. Yoav Levina, Kim Dabal and Nachome, Vom Rabun and Marab, Kolina and Naskima. Meise, his kacho is the money, for your main and the hilich, the hotza echot men lase, after the dinner rachay, rachay, for his shoes be on it, for his shoes be on it. Kitzat. King Yoma lo bimone zu. I'm sorry. Oh, he should be on it. Maybe he's catching if you want to be one of the aliens. If you want to have another, then I can shoot you on it. I'm sorry. I just keep the few lines. So what's the kashi? So we see that Rotsa Echon and Lazer after the Dino Achen or he should be on it. So we see that it's not the money is not your b'teras nai, but that the money is b'teras kesed dusha. Because if the money is b'teras nai, and b'teras dusha only one dinar, so why can each one of the parties be chayzeh until the last dinar is paid out, is given to her? So in Moy, in Teret, Hochen Mayaskin und Yoma Bimone Zu. The price that says that each one of the parties can be chesed until the last dinner is given to her has reference to the case where he says he's catching Bimone Zu. So then he spells it out explicitly that he's Mikadish her with 100 dinrim as kesedush, not with one dinner. Some melee until he gives the whole dushan, the whole Catholic dushan, each one of the parties can be chayzer, because she becomes mekudeshes only if he handed over to her the whole Catholic dushan. So, but suppose he says his kachel in the monastery, he doesn't say the name is good. If ultimately he gives her some melee, it's a good dush. It's a good dush in my friend. And even if he'll give her ultimately 10 years later, 20 years later, so she'll still be good dush in my friend. So why is it Hashem? Hom Yisayif in Mone Zu, Reisha in Mone Sam. He got on the Sayif, Yama Lo Yiskach in Mone Zu. He needs a Mone Chosod Diner, or he didn't know Shom Yiskeches, he didn't know Mekudeshes. Diner Ra, how is it Mekudeshes, we are free. Now that, we'll explain it after we finish the Gemara, after the two dots. But anyway, you just have to know what the price it says in the Sayif. He said, if he says to the Isha, he's catching one zoo, and then he gives a 99 dinling, or he gives one dinner, is it in a Shom Chishes, and that is not the dinner that he said, so maybe it's in the Mekudeshes, because he was in Kaddisher with 100 dinling. As Kesef Kinyan, as Kesef Kinyan. And he didn't give her 100 dinar. He gave her only 99. Dinara, what does it mean, dinara? Dinara means it's not a good dinar, but it circulates of the attack. In other words, people are not happy to get it. You know, people are not happy to get it. You know, sometimes when you get somebody will give you a dollar bill, so the dollar bill will have a piece of tape on it. I mean, yeah. But that circulates. But when you get it, you're not happy to get it. But it circulates all the attack. You will go to the bank will accept it. Even though it has a piece of tape, you know. Two parts of the dollar bill have a piece of tape. Some melee. So Ariz Kadesh seems it circulates. It's accepted out the attack, even though people are not, you know, happy to take it. So she's Mekudeshes. Biyachud. Now we have to understand. Monefshach. If on account of the fact that it circulates out the attack, so it's considered like giving 100 dinarim, because the dinar, even though I mean the tzure, and the dinner, maybe the image of the king, you know, is a little blurred, so people are not happy, you know, to accept it. But all the attack, it is current, you know, it circulates. So that means he gave her, he was in Kabishar with 100 dinner, and he gave her 100 dinner. So it's the Kodesh's, why do we say the Yachli? Why do we say the Yachli? So the Ran has two ishpshot in the Yachli. One pshat in the Yachlif is not that the Yachlif is me'akim the Kedushin. The Kedushin will be chal even if he's not married, even if he doesn't exchange her and he gives her a better coin, you know, instead of this coin. she'll still be precious. But the Yachlipi, it is a straight down. In other words, so the question is, why should it be Bitera straight down? Why should it be Bitera straight down? What kind of. And then the other pshat is in the Ram that the Yachlip is Me'akim Gidush. In other words, in the case where he gives a Bishaite, a Dino Shon Cheshes, or Mono Chosadiner, he gives a 99 coins. And the 100 coin, he doesn't give them out. So then she's not Mekadeshes. Even though, let's say, tomorrow, or a week later, or a month later, they'll come to her and say, here you have another coin that I didn't give. Because since he says the monezu, so he meant that all the 100 dinim should be Mekadesh. And Bishas, the Mais HaGdush, he didn't give 100 dinim. So she didn't become Mekadeshes then. So what avail is the fact that the next day he brings her an extra dinner? It's too late. The time of my salvation, he didn't give her 100 dinim. He gave her only 99 dinim. He gave her only 99 dinim. But in this case, if he gave her a dinara, since it circulates on the attack, so then, as long as ultimately he'll give her a better dinner, so she'll be Mekadeshes from Aparei. In the case of dinner shel Mechishes, that doesn't circulate at all as a dinner, so then, even if tomorrow, a week later, a month later, a year later, he'll exchange that dinner shel Mechishes. For that he'll give her a dinner shel kesef for the interpretation. So she'll still not be Kodesh. Because at the time of the Maisa Gush, he didn't give her 100 dinim. But in the case where he gave her 100 dinim, except that one dinner was not such a good dinner. So Mele, if ultimately he'll give her a better dinner, so she'll be Mekadesh to Mafaya. But if he doesn't even ultimately give her a better dinner, she's not Mekadesh. And according to the first Moshe, she's Mekadeshes anyway. But, B'tiras Chay, he has to exchange. But she'll be Mekadeshes even if he doesn't exchange and give her a better dinner instead of the dinner. Now, what's the pshat in the tradition? Now, let's explain the second Moshe first. Apparently, the second Lashon holds now. In the case of Monestam, not Monizu, so then we say that he meant to use as Kesem Kedushin only one dinner. And 100 dinim was B'teras night. But in the case of Monizu, so then he meant all the 100 dinrim should be B'teras Kesed Gdush. But what is true of Monestam could be true of Monezu. Except that Monezu, there is more. In Monezu, we say that he meant to be Mekadesh with the 100 dinrim. But in so far as Kesed Gdushin is his intention to use 100 dinim as Kesed Gdushin is concerned. So it doesn't have to be good dinim, even bad dinim, as long as they serve him. Al v'yatchak, or without chak. So it doesn't make any difference whether the 100 dinim that he gave her B'teras Kesed Gdushin can circulate with ease or all the attack. As long as they can circulate, as long as he can go to the bank and the bank will recognize it as a dinar. So mele, so kin so far as kesel gushin is concerned, so it's good enough. But suppose he says monestat, so then he doesn't mean that he is using, he is giving her 100 dinarin as kesel gushin. Only one dinar as kesel gushin. And the 100 dinarin biteras now. So when he says monezu, so then he means 100 dinarin biteras kesel gushin. But 100 dinarin, many dinarin, good or bad dinarin, as long as they serve him, even all the attack biteras kesel gushin. But he also means that she should be kudeshes only if she will get from him 100 good dinarin. But if she will get 100 bad dinarin, the kudeshes shall be, but the tnai will not be fulfilled. So what's that? If you see the 100 dinarin now be teras kesel dushin, then he has to give the 100 dinarin right now, not tomorrow, not a week later, not a year later, not 10 years later. But if the 100 dinarin is only with teras tnai, so you can give it a year later, 5 years later, 10 years later, 20 years later, 30 years later, 40 years later, 50 years later, 60 years later, as long as he'll give it to her while he's still alive and she's still alive. Of course, after one of them dies, then it cannot be fulfilled. It cannot be fulfilled. So mele, what is true of monestam is also true of monezu. Except that monezu implies that he is giving her 100 dinarin b'teras kesed dushin. But as far as b'teras kesed dushin is concerned, he doesn't mean 100 good dinarin. 100. Any dinarin that can serve her with these, with hardship. So any dinarin, even bad dinarin, that can circulate all the attack, can also be used as kesedushin. But in addition, there's a tnai also, that she should only be kodeshes if she gets from him 100 good dinarin. So that's why the Ran says in the second lashon, the yachli tetzmiakim kedushin. Because suppose he said monestat and he gave her 99 good dinarin, and right now, the time in my solution, and one bad dinner, and then the bad dinner he'll exchange a year later, so she will be Kodesh. So in the case of money zoo, so yes, but almost I money. I mean, I'm using it as a medium, an expression. So in other words, so true by money zoo, he means to give her 100 dinarin b'teras kesel gushin. But b'teras kesel gushin, he means to give her any dinarin, good or bad. But b'teras tnai, he is giving her, he mentions 100 good dinarin. Now, but it's miyakir, according to the second lashon, and it's miyakir to the shudeya. According to the first lashon, so the first lashon apparently agrees with the rishonim that the Nevi'im mentions, that the v'yashlim miyakivim b'mashlim, whether he wants to be mashlim or not, bez nisiv. So we say, these rishonim hold it, that if it's tnai, it's not just tnai. It has a twofold aspect. It's tnai and it's ischayes. It's ischayes. So again, by monezu, so besides the 100 dinarin, b'teras kesed gushin that he's giving her, he intends to give her 100 dinarin b'teras tnai. And he also intends to mischayel himself 100 dinarin. So in so far as Bateras Kesed Dushan is concerned, his kaboni is, his intention is to give her Bateras Kesed Dushan. Any Hamidim, good or bad, insofar as the Tnai is concerned, his intention is that he should give her Bateras Tnai, any Hamidim, good or bad. But it also has the aspect of his highness in return for her consent, her agreement, to be makhner herself to him. That he means, it means to be mishayim himself, 100 good in him, not one bad in him. So that's why we are kidding. But she's predacious anyway. She's predacious anyway. Now, you can see that in the round. Omar Blazer is captured in one of the national demon traditions, Miyav Yashu. So then, the third line from the end of the paragraph, after the three dots, Haydin Araya Hedomit, either in Ophic, Haydin Hashem Cheshis, Omar Apopek in Ophic, Audi Atrak, Kilimach, Kilim in Ophic, Arizim Gudeshis, the Nistomel Rikabde, Kol Sheikh Lee. The Efsher, says the Sophist, 12 terms. She not dushin pulimikach. The Akhapisha lo yechlifim kadeshis. Elo she yeshle lach, lifolo midin chayim bialom. But he says the Efsher. So that means Efsher the other way too. The dushin aplo mikach. So that's the two shames now. So the Gemara said, "Pachem maaskinu gama monizu." When the mon is down, so she's the kedushas as long as ultimately he's mashing the mon. So the Gemara said, "As the kashe, of seif in monizu reishin mon is down, because tonne seif the omaro is kachel the monizu. Nutzam monachos adina odi ashukhesh in kedush, in a raha reish in kedushas biyachu." So the Gemara says, "Look, they should be safe. The Omar be born in Zu. Uperushi come forish. Rots echad men larzeir. After beginner achrein, or it should be other. Keta. In the Omar will be born in Zu." So the Gemara says now that the they should be safe in reference to the born in Zu and perushi come forish. The same thing is explanatory of the Reish. Rotzer echad men larzeir. Afu b'dina rachin or eshud b'yodeh. If he said monezu. So then he spelled it out. That he means to give her 100 dimrin b'teras kesem dush. Kino. Vachanam b'stav. Dis hal kadai toch reishim monestam. Hashli monestam la'avik dushem. So the Gemara says, "Imishum homlo yeli," because we could say that Reisha is bimonestam, and on the same phase bimonezu. But the your question is, "Monefsha," if the Reisha bimonestam says. That the rotsa echad men larzeir after the nachin should be yodei. So definitely, the monezu it's or should be yodei. So, Thomas Seif liglui al reish. Shaloi teim al reish in monezu. Avo monestam, Abigdushen Tanasivim Monizu Michod Reishab Monistam Batu Hoche Loy Havigdushen Atu Hoche Loy Havigdushen. Now, let's see Rashi. Pirushi coming for us. Kesa, Yonah of Monizu, Vinim Sohosa Dinea, in Mugadeshis, behind the comma, Rotor Echonem Larze, how it should be. So all the Rishayim point out that from this Rashi it's Mashma, that even the Monizu, where his intention is definitely to give her 100 dinrim b'teras kesef kinyan, teras kesef kedushin. So b'teras kesef kedushin. So then, she, if one of the parties wants to be chayzer, he can be chayzer. But suppose neither of the parties is chayzer, so then the kedushin is kind. The Kedushin is kind, that's how it's mashma. From Rashi. So he says, the Ketzat, the Omar of Monezu, the Nimzo Hosnina Arenu Kedeshes, why the Koma Rotso Echot Larzeir, or it should be your day. But it requires Chazor. Suppose not Chazor. The Baal and the Isha, they both say, we want to be Mikudesh. We want the Kedushin to be Chal. So then, the Kedushin is Chal. The Kedushin is Chal. Even though, at the time of the Maisa Kedushin, he only gave her 99 dinim, not 100 dinim. That's Rashi. But let's see Tesis. Tesis has to be Monestam. So Hashem mentioned that in the name of the Ramban, and we'll see the Rosh Hashanah Ramban. But Tesis says the same thing that the Ramban says. I don't know why the Hashem just mentioned. They all mentioned that Chiddush in the name of the Ramban. Tesis says the same Chiddush. Let's go with this. Hashde b'Monestam u'Avidushin b'Monezum u'Boyev b'Teima. Dio mehok mashmalon, di mone zua hodam lechos lobo leabu dushin, kibim shenim tso choseya. Yesh leima, di mereishe shmo asino, kibim di mone stam, yichilu larza bo, leamgino yashlin, om lecholo agdushin klalat yashlin, hochename, ki oma lo, di mone zu, vinim tso choseya, לאכולו הקדושים, ואף השלומה למעני, שערי סומך דייתי להשלומוסי, אלו מימוני שמר לו, והרי יוחסה. So Tesis makes a distinction between מימוני סתם ומימוני זו. In other words, in the case of מימוני סתם, so יחילו לעזיה, יחילו לעזיה, But the Kedushin will only be Chal if it will be Mashma. Suppose no one is Chayzer. Let's say the Maisa Kedushin takes place today. And no one, and today he gave her only 99 dinar. One dinar he didn't give her. But no one is Chayzer. And then a year later, he comes to her and says, you remember, a year ago, when I said to you, he's captured in one stam, and I gave you only 99 dinar. Here is the 100 dinar. So as long as no one was chizer in that time, some mele, she is the Gadesh. She is the Gadesh. I think in the case of Monizu, if at the time of the Maisa Kedushin, He gave only 90 million, not 100 dinar. So even though a year later he brings it 100 dinar, and no one was there, and they want the Kedushin to be valid, you see, both of them. So she's not finished. So apparently, according to the question is, now, why is there a difference? And the Ramban says the same thing. So he's chilek and Rashi. He says, let's see the Lashon Ramban. All the Rishayim mentioned that in the name of the Ramban. I didn't see anyone mentioning the same chiddush in the name of Tesis. But Tesis says the same thing. He's actually the monizu. He means some monachos of dinner in the tzricha la'alzal. Ela in the kadeshes in a stop. Ela in the yomal of mitchila. The chil in the yomal of monizu. The in shom mono of botro gushin. We hold a monum in more hashtim monestam la gushin. Monizu in boye. Lavi name was the shom potango. El hohadam. Hashim monestam amre de loy kimando mo al nazdo me monzumi boy di vada i kim shein shamone what we gamme be kiven to in mash mominas ago rashi zal pileish di monzumi boy di mochelaze al me boy hazo boy hazo now what's the machlokes so the Ramban sheet like this. There's a machlokes between Rashi and Ronen, and the Rambam and Tesis and there. According to the Rambam and Tesis, there is a basic distinction between Monezu and Monestam. Between Monezu and Monestam. Because in Monestam, even if we say that by monestam, so is in Gudeshes, not like the first Lashon Digimon. Even if we assume that by monestam is also Yochel Azeya, but there has to be Chazor. Suppose there is no Chazor, then the Kedushin is not null. By monezu, however, without Chazor, the Kedushin is null and void. That's according to the Ramban. According to the Ramban and according to Rashi, so by Monezu, without Chazor, the Kedushin is kayam. Even by Monezu, without Chazor, the Kedushin is kayam. Now, what is Tesis? So apparently, Tesis Shiti is. Thank you.
there is a certainty that the reformations in the name of the Lord Rabbeinu Pirish, the Hashda Alibi Limakshe Kohamunon, Loi Mafu Limon Stam Limon Ze, Loha Kamle, the Lidvor of Bereshe Abisagi, the Afogav Bereshe Baye Hazore, Hosom Kishamono Sholim, who Bo Mashimilo, the Hidden Shechein, Behop Adai, after Limon Zoe, Tzricha Hazor, Shimme Hosloboy, Dinor Achein, Harekibu Amono Viniskacho, ונזכת אבל בסייפה שאינה מונה שורים וכדיקטונה שנמצא חוסה דיניה דין הוא ודאי דיבין במונה סתם בין במונה זה להבד דושה מסתום ולבי החזור so the sheet of the role in this leader is both Rashi and Tesis agree that according to the Loshin Milmore After all, I mean, the second Loshin Gemara, we didn't go over it. The Tidin Bimone Stam. So the Kedush, he can be Chazir. He can be Chazir. So according to Rashi and Tesis, in the case of Mone Stam, even if we say that he can be Chazir, he can be Chazir, but by Mone Stam, we have to resort Chazore. Without Chazore, then the Kedushin is valid. Then the Kedushin is valid, even according to Tesis and Ramban. The machleket between Rashi and one end, and Tesis and Ramban on the other is in the case of Monizu. So according to Rashi, not only by Monizam, without Chazore, the Kedushin is valid, but even by Monizu, without Chazore, if no one is Chazer, the Kedushin is valid. And according to Tesis and Ramban, so by Monizu, the Kedushin is not valid even without Chazore. Without Chazore. Even without Chazore. But the Kedushin is not valid even without Chazore. But by Monestam, the Ramban and Tesis are made it without Chazor and the Kedushin is valid. According to the law, if it is Nimtso Chosa Dinea, so then, even by Monestam, assuming that by Monestam he can be Chazor, so even without Chazor, the Kedushin is not valid. But then there is another case. Suppose he gives her at the time of the Maisa Hagushin, he gives her ultimately all the 100 dinar, but he gives it, you know, dinner by dinner. So it takes a long time. He gives one dinner, second dinner, third dinner, fourth dinner, and every minute he gives her another dinner. And ultimately he gives her all the 100 dinar. So then if there is no chazor, so even by Monezu, if there is no chazor, so the Kedushin is valid. He took him a whole hour to give her the 100 dinar, but he gave her all the 100 dinar. And so even by Monizu, if no one is chazer here, even though he took him a whole hour to give one by one the 100 dinar, so the Kedushin is safest. The Kedushin is safest. Even by Monizu, without Chazor. But suppose he one dinner he doesn't give her, so even by Monestam, according to the law, the Kedushin is not valid, even without it. So that's a heretic case. So in other words, we have three Shivas Hashem. According to the assumption in Gemara, and there's the second Lashon in the Gemara, according to the assumption in the Gemara, there's a second Lashon in the Gemara, that by one stam can also be chazer. So Rashi Shiti is that there is no difference between one stam and one is. In both, he can be chazer, and if he's not chazer, the Dushan is valid, even by one is. According to Tetzus and Rambam, there is a distinction. By one stam, if he's not chazer, the Dushan is valid. But by Monezu, even without Chazon, the Dushan is not valid. And then the sheet of the Roy is that only, that even without Chazon, even by Monestam, the Dushan is not valid. So we have to understand the three sheets of Hashem. First, I want to finish up the Gemara, because I want to be able to discuss the sheet. So I want to apologize to Rav Ashi Omar, Meir Meirich Shani, Idaite Akure, Idaite Akure. So that's the second Lashon, that even by one is stout, but if it's Meir Meirich, if it's Meir Meirich, so it's Daite Akure. Now with more as a cash, Haydin Yashin Achim Shizekhada, Ili Yadu Be'eos Chalvon Kippur, Neu, die Teres, Neu, Zirche, die Jairo, die Leine. In Name der Aschkwo, Brin, die Susi. Now, die Moore, es ist ein anderer Kirche. Heid in der Reich. Igel in der Kirche. Heine in der Schöne Kirche. Oma, Rav Poppe, Kirche in der Kirche. Au, die Dei, Hatrak. Now, der Rasche, Mene, die Heile, Schane, der Afo, Gau, die Oma, die Monestam, Kirche, die Chazisse, Mene, die Heile, Ich, die Deite, Jakob. Aber, die Minosam, wo, die Hina, the capability, whether it's a Dushan capability, the Alminas Sheyashle. The Alminas Sheyashle. Now, first, let's understand Rashi. What is Rashi Shiti? Rashi Shiti is that according to the Loshin in the Gemara, that even by Monestam it can be Chayze here. So, Monestam and Monezu are similar to each other, have the same status. By Monestam, he can be Chazer, but if not Chazer, if no one is Chazer, so then the Kedushin is valid. As long as, so then the Kedushin is valid. Then the Kedushin is valid by Monestam. And by Monezu, the same thing. By Monezu, so the Kedushin, so is the same thing. I mean, so we can be Chazer. But if not chazer, so then the kedushin is valid. In other words, if the men and the women say, we want to be the kedushin to be valid, even though it turns out that he gave her 99 dinarim instead of 100 dinarim, even by monezu, so she's mikdash. So what's the pshat in Rashi? Apparently, Rashi Shiti is that even in the case where he said Monezu, he's catching Monezu, and he gave her only one dinner, So then, we also say that it's only the Teres Mayim. Because if Rashi Shiti had been, that by Monezu, it's not the Teres Mayim, it's the Teres Chesed Kedushin. So what if they're not Chesed? If somebody would say to Nisho, Harei at Mikudeshesli Bisel, or B'chamishim Zuz, well, that's a Gemara. If he gives her the Seroi and he tells her that this is Hamishim Zunzes, is Mikadish, her, with the 50 zuz value of the seore, and then it turns out that it's 40 zuz shibat kadeshes. And suppose the Isha and the men say, we want the Gushin to be valid anyway. She's still not the kadeshes. They won't. But the Maisag Gushin was for 50 zuz, and it turns out that the seore were not worth 50 zuz. So that's why the Ramban case of say, in the case of Monizu, so even if they're not the Dushin is not valid. It's like saying, Omalo Hamshin, Mishoba Hamshin. So they both want the Dushin to be valid. So the Dushin is null and void. Because he gave her, with their Askesed Dushin, 50. He said that he's Mekadisha with 50 Zuz Seroi. And he gave her 40 zuzeroi. He said he's mikadosh her with 100 coins, and he gave her only one dinar. So how can she be mikadoshes? So why does Rashi say if they're not chizeir, so then she is mikadoshes, even though he was mikadosh her with 100 zuz, 100 dinari, and he gave her only one dinar. That's inconceivable. So obviously, according to Rashi, even the case of Monizu, but he gave only one dinar and she accepted it. So that means that they both agreed, they both understood that the 100 dinar should be only B'teira's mind. Should be B'teira's mind. Now you can B'teira's mind. But the Tnai was not Mikuyen. The Tnai was not Mikuyen. So what if the Achizer? It's still the but it's only B'teiras Tnai. So suppose Efer Chazore, he gives her 99 more din, so she should be Mekudeshes. V'mafreya, kol ha'ima al-manaz ke'imeir me'ach shavdom. Ke'imeir me'ach shavdom. So why do we say that if one of them is Chazere, before he ultimately gives her the other 99 din, So then the Kedushin is not hard, the Kedushin should be hard anyway. They understood it to be B'teiras Tnai. Horaye, he gave only one dinar, and she accepted it. The answer is, there is a Gemara in Mishorze, that if someone gives you look it up. So if somebody says to an isha, "Harezi gitech al minashe tikneli mosaimzus," so it's told if she gives him ultimately mosaimzus, so then she's mikareshes. If she doesn't give him mosaimzus, so not mikareshes. But suppose she did not give him mosaimzus. But he says to her, "I may hold the Messiah." So then she is Mekudeshes. So the Rashbo in Gittin explains it. Why? After all, he gave her yet an Tnai. Al Minas Shetikli Messiah. And she never gave him Messiah. But he was Mekudeshes. He said, "You don't have to give him Messiah. I may hold the Messiah." So, but the Tnai was not fulfilled. the tnai was not fulfilled. So Rashpa said, that Rashpa's Rashi. So Rashpa says, because if there is Mechile, if he was Mechler, so that's considered a Sifshet Divinim. In other words, suppose you borrow $100, Reuven borrows $100 from Shimon, so he has to pay him $100, and then Shimon is making $100, he cancels the debt. So it's considered as if Reuven paid him. In other words, Mechile is considered like Nesina. So that's the reason as to why. If he says, Hareze Giteich of Menashe, Tiknu in Masayim Zuz, and then a month later, he's meichel her, so she's gracious to Mafreya. Because since he was meichel her, so it's considered as if she gave him the Messiah. Mechile is considered like Nisim. Mechile is considered like Nisim. It's considered like Nisim. So Melech, here too, according to Rashi, it appears that even in the case of Monezu, since he gave her only one dinner and she accepted it, she didn't say, hey, you said he's catching Monezu and you give me only one dinner. So apparently she understood that he meant he's catching the dinner and I'll give you a 99 more dinrin, b'teres tna. Teres tna is chayus, whatever. Teres tna is chayus. She understood it that way. Some mele, the dush kebichal, but it's contingent on the kium atna. So then Rashi says, if one of them is chayzeir, before them kind of night, so then